Well, the American troops are moving out of the cities in Iraq. There were Iraqis dancing in the streets last night as the U.S. military met the first deadline for a withdrawal of troops, which is to get out of the cities. So, well, now what?
In Baghdad today, an American general handed a key to an Iraqi counterpart, the last of nearly 100 bases handed over since January. But even General Daniel Pulger admits that plenty of American advisors will continue to work side by side with the Iraqis inside the country's cities. While the U.S. forces are moving back to bases, their numbers are not expected to drop significantly until early next year. David Curley, ABC News, Baghdad.
Well, let's all hope this does work out, but if it doesn't, if Iraqis go right back to killing each other, there are going to be serious questions about why we stayed there after defeating the Iraqi army and stretching Saddam Hussein's neck. Because I still think it would have been better if we had just said, okay, we've done what we're going to do. You people do whatever you want to each other and to this country. Just don't give us a reason to come back, or we'll massacre every last damn one of you. And it would have saved a lot of American lives. And, well, we'll find out in weeks to come just how thorough a job we have been able to do in terms of civilizing those people. We'll see. We'll see.
Yes.
Do I sound cynical? No, I've never been accused of that before.
Just
never,
a tad.
Never. No, I just...
But no, seriously, yeah, you're right.